Hey, I'm Paul Vodra.
I'm Tony Parecco.
Yep. And this is Hometown Sounds.
Still hacking, Paul?
Yeah, so yesterday I went to the Kingman Island Bluegrass Festival all afternoon, and I am a person with serious allergies. I get allergy shots pretty frequently, and they help, but I spent the whole day yesterday outside getting pollen all in my hair and everything, and then I didn't shower when I went to bed last night, and so today I'm a little froggy in the throat.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Well, hopefully the podcast listeners are not too sorry to hear that.
But we do have a great show for you today. That was a track from the new Type Fighter record. The album is called The End of Everything. I understand that this record took a long time to make. It's been a long time coming to have it out. But it's out, and it is fantastic. It's an album full of singles, I would say, and that's a pretty high compliment. That was called Happy. I also want to take a minute to talk about how much I love their lead guitar player, Thomas Orgren. He's a really great details-oriented guitar player. He's such a great sort of sonic interior designer, and that's sort of what I strive for with my own playing as well. Now, Paul, I know that you wrote at one point that Type Fighter is one of your favorite band names. Talk about that for a sec.
It's a good band name. I like it because, A, very Googleable.
True. And that is so important in a band name.
Oh, man. There are some people who have made band names that just you can't find them.
Unless it's a really unique word, it has to be at least two words. Like, I mean, maybe not more than like four. Like, right. I don't know. The Pains of Being Cured Heart. That sort of gets to you.
Yeah, it's a bit long. So, but Type Fighter makes you think of typewriter.
See, I was thinking about this and I was like, is this a play on TIE Fighter? Like Star Wars? And then I was like, TIE Fighter? Like Thai food? And I don't know. I went in a few different directions.
There you go. They're playing an album release show.
With a stacked lineup.
Yeah, Saturday, May 3rd at the Rock and Roll Hotel with Shark Week.
Teen Mom.
And Sunset Guns.
From Brooklyn.
So who cares about them? But Shark Week, Teen Mom. I mean, that's who I would put on that bill.
Sure.
If I was in charge of that bill, that's it. It's done.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's a big night of shows. The Funk Parade also happening next Saturday. So you have a lot of options. And if, rock and roll, guitar-driven stuff is where you're at, I don't think you can do better than Type Fighter.
Yeah, that's going to be a Nicolas Cage match of a night of what I'm going to do.
So next on the Hometown Sounds podcast, we have a world premiere. We're very, very excited about this. This is a new song by the NRIs. The song is called The Streets. NRIs, of course, speaking of band names, it stands for Non-Resident Indians.
I thought it was singular, Indian.
Oh, well.
Because I thought that Nyan, their lead singer, when he came up with it, was referring to himself.
That would make sense. And the band name is plural, the NRIs. There's an S at the end of it.
Yeah.
So that is, of course, Nyan Bula, who is also in the band Gist, that we featured on the Hometown Sounds podcast last year, I think, February 2013. Great guy. The new EP is called Playground, and there is an Indiegogo campaign to fund the physical release of this EP and last year, 2013's EP called The Charm. They love physical releases, both vinyl and CD. I personally love being all digital. Love it.
Me too.
And, you know,
I hate stuff.
I've been thinking about it a lot. The vinyl thing, you know, some people think that vinyl sounds better or whatever, but I think that the cool thing about vinyl is that it costs more. And so, therefore, the band generally gets more money.
Is that the case? Because I heard some things recently about vinyl at times being, the price of vinyl being contingent on oil prices.
Yeah, it can be. It can flux. But I think it's a way to show your extra support for a band if you particularly like their album and want to like show off that you super like it. You can buy the vinyl, which is big, and you can hang it on your wall or whatever. So the Indiegogo campaign for this has a bunch of benefits.
Tiered options.
Yes, and one of them I think is particularly awesome. And it's one of the higher tiers, so it's for the super fans. But if you contribute this amount, you get guest list for life at all their shows.
I love anything that's for life. You know, like free Subway for life, like in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I think that's an
Mayor
awesome...
Mayor for life.
Totally awesome. And if you want to see that show, if you want to contribute and get your first guest list for life option...
You have two chances.
Exactly. On Saturday, May 31st, they're playing a back-to-back doubleheader at IOTA. At 5 p.m., there's an all-ages show.
Which I think is going to be awesome. I know that Nyan has some kids.
Yep.
I imagine it's going to be like the equivalent of an indie rock birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese's.
And at 9, there is a regular IOTA headlining Saturday night show with support from Light Arms and Step Pets. So there you go. This song is called The Streets by the NRIs, world premiere, Hometown Sounds. Cigarette smoked alone.
It's in my bones, the sound of the unknown. Na 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 na. The streets they seem so first, when you can be the last, it's over now, my time has passed.
Got a job, got a job today. Steady pay, healthcare, and a 401k. Curriculum vitae's not get refined. 9 to 9 computer chair, about to crush my spine. How do you turn this on? Legal paper is the one that is long, and all the colored toner is gone. Where does this plant belong? I used to think it was okay for you to go to work all day. Remember that you were blessed to not have to send remittances. To go to work all day.
Okay, that was Got a Job, a new song by Brenda from their new self-titled album, which is a Pay What You Want download on Bandcamp.
Paul, what do you think about Pay What You Want downloads?
Pay What You Want downloads, I mean, they're only really possible with the Bandcamp whole, you know, selling your album directly and letting you pick whatever price you want. And, you know, some people do the, you know, it is free. That is it, period. And then, but most people, I feel like, do this pay what you want. And sometimes it can be a minimum. You could have a minimum of $1 or $5 or whatever. And but a lot of them are pay what you want, and the minimum is zero. And I feel like that is free, and you can tip us if you want. And that's cool.
I've generally done a de facto, if it's pay what you want, I give a buck.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's something tugging at my heartstrings. It's like, someone's putting this out there. It's saying you can throw in some money. Like, you know, it's kind of just walking by and throwing a buck in the, throwing your, like, Starbucks change in the can or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that we're in a different position because we're sort of curating art. Wow, curating art.
Yep.
I don't work at the Smithsonian, actually. But I don't know. I feel like I should give them something.
Yeah, I mean, if they really required you to give something, they would put a minimum of, you know, $1 or $5 or whatever, $1 per song. They could do that. That's a setting. So, you know.
Listeners, tell us what you think in the comments section of this post that's going to be up on hometownsoundsdc.com next week. When it's pay what you want, do you download something? And what's your rationale?
Brenda, their band name recently changed.
Yep.
Drop the E.
No change in pronunciation, though.
That's it's correct.
Not Brenda.
Yeah, and all caps now.
Yeah.
Very important. So their next
not
show.
Not really.
No.
Not in terms of Googling.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, Google case insensitive.
I guess visually, I get it. You know what I mean? apparently, they were getting continually confused with another band from somewhere up north, Vermont, New Hampshire, somewhere up there. I just remember it was kind of a New England-ish type state.
You know, that is one thing, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show. That's where we might bank this, but the one stake that you can claim of your band name is its Bandcamp URL. You know, if you get whatever.bandcamp.com, then you kind of have that band name, and if you're going to have to, you know, tack something else weird on it, that's kind of awkward.
Well, Brenda did get the... They have Brenda, B-E-R-E-N-D-A,
right,
on their Bandcamp.
Yep, yep. So anyway, their next show, at the Paper House, Thursday, May 1st. With Go Cozy and a couple of bands from New York, The Dig and Conveyor.
Yep.
It's going to be a pretty good show. And so if you've never been to The Paper House and seen this whole DC DIY culture and
here's
shows.
Your chance.
Yeah, it's another good chance.
Okay, so next we have a track from a band called The Dusk Whales. They're just a bunch of kids, and what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Yeah, they are high schoolers, and all ages shows certainly have their place in the DC music scene. I learned about the Dusk Whales when I played a show with them last year at Jam and Java. This is a track called Swim from a record they put out this past February of the same name. It's kind of surfy, you know, swim, surf, kind of going together. Another cool thing about the Dusk Whales is they're performing as part of Fest 2, which is hosted by the Lab All Ages Collective, which is located at a church on like Quaker Lane here in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is June 26th through June 28th. It's a three-day thing. I read that one of the goals of sort of the fundraising is to provide free food to everyone involved.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Right on. So this is Swim by the Dusk Whales. Check it.
I just want to swim.
So there we gave you a two-song set of kind of some surfy material for some DC acts. And two sides, two very different sides of the same coin. That's sort of peppy surf from the Dusk Whales. And that was a track called Obituaries by a band called Crumbs. And that is, I really like it when bands do spooky surf stuff. It sounds very Halloween-y and creepy. I learned about Crumbs on a feature on WAMU's Bandwidth last month. It was sort of, it was a primer on the DC garage rock scene, and this was a band on there that I hadn't heard of. That track, Obituaries, is from a two-song release they put out this past February, on Valentine's Day, actually, called Demorphine, which I think is pretty clever. It's demo and morphine.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well named. So next up we have Silo Halo. They have a new EP out on Okay, I knew that this was going to be weird to say. Like, I've seen this word a lot, and I haven't actually been pronouncing it out loud.
What's the word?
E-T-X-E. X-E?
What do you do with that?
The X-E Records? It's a little hard. I mean, it looks great, but it's hard to say.
You know what? This kind of sounds... I don't know. I'm thinking of this in terms of, like an Etsy for, yeah, like, torture devices.
So
something bad, because of that X.
Yes. The word is actually a Basque word, and it means shelter. So this is the title track of that new EP, which is called Blackout Transmission. The main members of Silo Halo these days are Christopher Gett and Greg Svittle. Greg Svittle also has a solo project called Teething Veils.
Oh, yeah.
That we have featured on Hometown Sounds, and that is also on the XE record label. So this is, it's sort of a, sometimes a post-punk, sometimes post-rock.
Yeah.
Gets a little spacey. So this track is called Blackout Transmission.
Telepathic conditions.
Amidst all of this blackout transmission, together we have telepathic conditions, and we survive by blackout transmission, and we arrive at parallel connections.
Oh, I'll slowly came.
Wow, that was like Nick Cave disco.
Yeah, that was Caval, and the song was called Moving Against. It's the lead-off track from the new EP Faults, which is a pay-what-you-want download at their Bandcamp. And this is what we were alluding to earlier. So when we were getting ready for the show, Tony and I were chatting on Facebook, and I mentioned that I wanted to play this Caval track, and you found your way to caval.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, and it's like a sludge metal band from New Jersey. But I saw the word Laurel, and I didn't see...
Oh,
from
yeah.
Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I didn't see the Mount... period, like MT period.
Right.
So I was like, oh, they're from Laurel. Like, okay, that's DC. Like,
right.
But I hate this. Like, sorry, sludge metal. Like,
that's not what we in fact played. So Caval's Bandcamp, if you would like to download this this EP and pay whatever you want, nothing, or some bucks, or a bunch of bucks, their Bandcamp is thirstyandmiserable.bandcamp.com. I do not know why it's Thirsty and Miserable, and why they have chosen to have a band name that has a name collision with an existing band from another place. And what is so special about the word Caval? We actually Googled the word Caval.
It's not a real word.
It's a there's a French trilogy movie thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so yeah, but it's mysterious. But anyway, really good band. Haven't seen them live yet. I don't think they played a whole lot of live shows. I mean, a new band, but they have a really distinctive, powerful sound, you know, some attitude in those vocals that really kind of grabbed me. So next we have a new single from Brett. The song is called Golden. So they have this sort of 80s dance vibe. They have a new full-length coming out on May 20th on Cassine Records. But their new single that we're going to play for you, Golden, has a premiere from Neon Gold Records. And Neon Gold Records,
stacked label.
That is a big deal, especially for me, because I'll be honest with you, when I'm not listening to DC music, I'm listening to new disco. I love that stuff. The Knox, St. Lucia.
Heim.
Yeah. I mean, I put that on a playlist on my iPhone that I need to hit when I'm coming home late from a show and I need the energy to make that drive all the way back into the suburbs. And so that's what I play.
Paul, your tastes continue to baffle me. Like, I'm trying to reconcile new disco with ska.
I love all that stuff. It's so great. So I hope you like this Golden from Brett.
I wanna give it all away. Yeah.
All right, so that was a two-song set influenced by Brett. We started with Brett, and then we have a Brett side project. That was Furniture, and it's spelled F-U-R-N-I-T-E-U-R. I don't know if that's...
They don't Google well, actually.
No, yeah. So that was called Modern Love, and this is a project from a visual artist whose name is Brittany Sims, and she tapped Kevin Bailey and Mike Tuohy from Brett to produce the music. They put out a video, Furniture did, that was actually put together by Brittany Sims with kind of 80s fashion footage assembled, and I think it went with the track really well. We played it on the Hometown Sounds music video of the day. And that just about takes us to the end of the Hometown Sounds podcast.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to it in the iTunes store. You can follow us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine. For all of them, the identifier is Hometown Sounds. Be sure to check out our music video of the day or listen to our 24/7 music stream at hometownsoundsdc.com. You can also listen on your iPhone or Android smartphone using the free TuneIn app. I always mess that up. To submit DC music to Hometown Sounds or sponsor the station, email us at dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And finally, to support the musicians you've heard on this podcast, buy their music and see them play live around town. Before we go, we have one more track. This is something really unique. This is a track from Brittany Jean, who is a singer-songwriter act, but is really more than that. It's a band. Percussionist Will Kops of Brittany Jean moved to Germany last year for a job opportunity, but Brittany and he continued to collaborate electronically and have put together, actually, electronically, a new record that's called Places, and this is a track called Thistle. Now, someone that both Will and I were a big fan of was Benjamin Curtis of the band School of Seven Bells and formerly The Secret Machines. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Benjamin, who actually passed away this past year due to a sudden case of lymphoma, was a big influence on this record. I really hear this approach to, you know, making electronic sounds in Will's music. This is a track called Thistle. It's the last track of this podcast. We'll see you again for the next episode of Hometown Sounds.
Thanks, Tony.
That you are.